Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Cal Wyman, Chief of the Knoxville Fire Department, about preparing for the Nationals. Cal, can you tell us a little bit about your background, how many years you've been on staff, and tell me about your department a little bit, too?
Thanks. I've been in Knoxville now since 2018. I came here in the fall of 2018 and took over as deputy chief. And then with Chief Mitchell's retirement or moving on to Polk City, I then went through the process and became the fire chief. So yeah, I've been here four years or so now, and just keep working and making the department better and increasing our capacity, and kind of my job here.
And how many full-time employees do you have?
Right now we restaff with 8 full-time employees. We have 8 regular part-time employees and 11 just part-time employees.
You're getting ready for a big event called the Knoxville Nationals. No strange event for all the people in the community, but it sure means a lot for you, and it keeps you guys busy, and you're throughout the city that week, aren't you?
Yes. So this year, planning for Nationals started as soon as NASCAR was over. We start planning out the event. We look at anything that can happen during the event. We try to prepare and have plans in place for any type of event. We also look at moving our apparatus around, because as we all know, trying to get around Knoxville during Nationals isn't the easiest. So we kind of divide our apparatus up between the command post out at Young's Park, the fire station, and then we have crews stationed at the racetrack as well.
Okay, that helps you get places quicker, doesn't it?
Yes, that way so we can verify where the call is, and then whatever rig is closest, we're able to send that rig instead of trying to get a rig across town.
Does it take a lot of extra people that week for your department?
Yes, we staff up for that week. We have we'll staff all 4 ambulances that week. We'll have extra people at the station to respond that week. So it takes almost the whole department to make this work.
Is it more than just a fire for your department? Will you assist people that need other kinds of assistance?
Yep, we do. We do everything. So, we run the fire stuff for the campgrounds, the city. We do EMS for everything. I think last couple of years, late at night, we end up just giving people rides home just to make sure they get home safe. So, like I said, we're kind of an all-service department. We handle a little bit of everything.
And where are you stationed at on the campgrounds?
We aren't at the campgrounds. We're at, we'll be at Young's Park is one spot, and then we'll have one crew at the racetrack. That's kind of our west and north boundaries, and then we'll have two ambulances out of the fire station.
Do you also help people that, might have a medical issue or anything like that?
Yep, we'll do all that as well. Any of the heat-related stuff, all that. We help with the first aid station at the fairgrounds, kind of helping there with, bandages, band-aids. Some people get overheated. We just get them in a cool room, get them cooled down, and that's kind of the extent of the first aid area out there at the fairgrounds that we do.
So you're ready to help people with any kinds of physical emergent.
Yep.
Do you help with accidents and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. We do, like I said, we do everything under this roof. We do fire, EMS, hazmat, technical rescue, auto extrication, pretty much anything that a fire department does elsewhere, we do out of this station here.
Busy, busy time.
It is a very busy time for us.
Takes a lot of planning.
Yes, and we work a lot with our partners. So, our event action plan consists of members from PD, the racetrack, the sheriff's office, Knoxville Township Fire Department, city leaders, our fire department, Marion County EMA. All of us sit down and kind of go through different scenarios and put plans together and create what we call the event action plan. It just kind of spells out how we're going to do stuff, our objectives, our plans, contingency plans, if we have a big event or a big incident, how we're going to operate, who's available to come in for mutual aid and assist us.
Is it easy working with other departments?
Yes. We're lucky, I guess, I don't know if lucky is the right word, but we get used to doing this because we do the same thing for NASCAR. We do the same thing, every year for Nationals. So the group that works together to put these plans together, it's almost a year-long process every year, and it just, we get done with 1 year, we start in the next year.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or anything coming up on your calendar?
Nothing else I can think of right now. We're just planning on getting through nationals right now.
Okay. Thanks to Cal Wyman for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKROS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.